You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, and sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about most. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, schools are on the lookout for bullies, but what happens if your kid gets labeled? Some good movies are coming out, at least they look good. Our movie guy might disagree. Let's meet the friends. After a lengthy break, it's the return of Aaron Myers. How about, there you go.
See, I did forget already that you have to push the button, and it's only been a week and a half. It's a sad story. A police dog dies in his handler's cruiser. I will tell you his punishment coming up.
All right. Ready to deliver your news beatdown. Jay Campadonia is here.
A famous MMA fighter is in a standoff with police. Now, how do we know that? I've got details in minutes.
Working on his golden voice, it's Chris Martin.
Speaking of golden voices, do you remember the golden voice homeless guy who blew up on YouTube a few years ago, Phil?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, we're going to talk about what he's been up to since his initial viral success.
All right, I'm sure it's all good.
Well, we're going to find out.
That doesn't sound good.
A little illusion there.
All right, let's get things started. And Aaron, all your boyfriends on Twitter have been waiting for you to return.
Aww.
And I'm sure they're happy today.
I feel missed then. That's always nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've all been asking. All right, Phil, we're sorry, but, you know, it's like not the same without Aaron.
Aww. I like to hear that.
Yes.
And I was saying that, too.
We're glad you're back.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
That's right. Should we put the wall up between you two just for safety's sake? All right, so let's start with you, Aaron, and we have a story about a squad car and a police officer and a police dog. What happened?
Yeah, really sad, actually. A police dog named Benny died on September 28th in Montville Township in Ohio, and this is after his handler, Sergeant Brett Harrison, left him in the cruiser for about 4 hours. I guess, you know, the car was off and windows were closed.
Oh, 4 hours.
4 hours, a long time.
I would say 4 minutes, people start getting outraged.
Usually, yeah, people start breaking windows down nowadays when they see dogs or children in a vehicle. But apparently that did not happen in this case. And after an investigation, Harrison was given 2 weeks unpaid suspension and lost 40 hours of vacation. And they did say he violated policy and procedures. But in a statement, he did express his deepest apology to the town and his partner, friend, and loving family member, Benny. And there is security video that showed that he was very panicked after he realized what happened.
Well, most of these canine cops, I mean, they have this pretty significant bond with their dog.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're partners. They're together 24 hours a day. Most of the time.
So in the world is this? This is like the dad who's in a hurry and he forgets that the kid's in the back seat.
Like the kid guy in Georgia? That's what he claimed, right?
Oh, yeah,
he
forget.
Yeah, that guy who, what, the one that was
researching
how to kill your kid?
Yeah, because you forget about that.
Hot car deaths.
Yeah.
We don't know that it was how to kill your kid.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sure there's websites out there, but we don't know that.
Is he still an alleged kid killer?
Yeah, I believe so. He's in jail, I know that. But
that's
what he claimed. He said, you know, I was in a hurry. I had to go to work. What the heck?
Right. Okay. Well, at least he's got a place to stay.
Yeah.
In other cases.
Neil's there, too. He's getting fed.
Yeah. Tell us about this lady who found an interesting use for Craigslist, Aaron.
Well, this is another dog story, but this one actually turns out a little bit better. This woman, she spotted two little dogs running around the streets of Atlanta. She took them home and posted a Craigslist ad. And it's kind of funny. She said in the ad, they hump everything in sight. They try to eat their cats. They pee on everything.
Are you
and
sure
they
it wasn't
bark
Chris?
At everything. Well, you know,
right.
I looked at the
That's
pictures.
My bio.
They're a little different looking, but you never know. And she thought they probably came from a puppy mill. She said they were unneutered. They didn't have tags. So she put signs everywhere. No one responded. And I guess she's been working with them to try to find them a home. Now they're quiet. They learn come and sit. And she said they obviously were raised together. But she ends her Craigslist ass. I already said it. See, her ad saying, if these are your dogs, come on by. I'd like to kick your ass.
Yes.
I love
right.
that.
So she's,
good for her.
Yeah, very protective of these little dogs. And, you know, hopefully the person saw that.
I don't know.
Cool.
That person sees it and comes over and gets the dogs. I don't know that they're safe from her building a Facebook shaming page.
I think they would deserve it if they
Absolutely.
Did come by.
So they're not coming by.
Is she stuck with them if they don't, or does she have the option of bringing them to a shelter or something?
Well, you always have the option to do whatever you want,
but
right?
But then in a shelter, they might not make it, right?
Yeah, it sounds like in her Craigslist ad that she's going to keep them until she finds them a home. So a very nice person.
Yeah. Well,
who's funny too.
Right. I like that. I like that about her. And she wants to, following the theme of these beatdowns, we have more on that coming up in just a moment with Jay. But one more story from you, Aaron, and this is kind of a scam, isn't it?
Yeah. Another homeless situation, but this time it was a man in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A man allegedly tricked an elderly woman into letting him move into her apartment.
No.
Yes, he did. Her niece called and was shocked when he answered her aunt's cell phone. And I guess the guy said his name was Phil and that he was a paramedic and that her aunt had fallen and he was just checking in on her. In reality, though, he was a homeless man who was trying to take advantage of the elderly woman. He was arrested and charged with embezzlement from a vulnerable adult.
The shame this guy brings to the family of Phils out there.
That's right.
Yes, the Phils right there.
That's terrible.
Do not follow in his footsteps ever.
No, of course
jackass.
Not. No.
Well, you never know. Maybe he got in there and he brought this lady some good conversation for a while.
Oh, no.
Maybe
he was trying to get a credit card in her name charging things like on her Comcast cable bill, stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, you think about a lot of the guys that are homeless out there, and I just say guys, just generically. But the longer they're out there, the less I think they have the capacity to pull off something diabolical like this.
True.
Isn't that the case?
That's a good point. I like that.
So this guy had all his faculties together, and he was just a bad guy to start with. And he was probably, you know, staying up at night, homeless, wherever he was staying, coming up with a plan, and said, okay, going to do it.
Yeah, a crafty little
He found his mark, and he took advantage.
Poor old lady.
And they said he might have actually been scamming on another woman in the same complex. He was 90.
Did the cops get him?
They did, yeah. He was arrested. But,
you got to cast a wide net, you know.
Yeah, see which one falls for it.
Did you say 90?
One of them was 90, the other 84. So,
Aaron, when you get old.
That's never happening. What are you talking about?
He's definitely got a
type. Well, yeah, will you please? I mean, no matter what kind of need you have for companionship, will you just please?
I already have a plan for that.
Do you?
If I'm old and single, I'm going to live with my gay best friend, and we're going to be golden girls together.
Yes.
So that's the plan.
You have fun
I like that.
Right. It'll be awesome.
And I'll be right over to film the pilot.
Yes, there we go.
Oh, God.
People going to watch that? I don't know.
Yeah, move
Thank
to Miami.
Thank you for being a friend.
But, Jay, people are watching Twitter right now. There's some action.
They really are. So cops went to go serve a search warrant or a warrant for an arrest. A $200,000 bond on this arrest, right?
Yeah.
In Mission Viejo, California, which is in kind of a highfalutin neighborhood.
Highfalutin?
Yeah, in Southern California. Well,
not falutin, but falutin.
Falutin.
Okay.
Yeah, bougie and falutin. That's
right,
the way
good.
We go. So it turns out it is the home of a guy who goes by the name of Mayhem, and his name is Jason Mayhem Miller. He's an MMA fighter. He had a show on MTV called Bully Beatdown.
Oh, I've watched that before.
Have you?
That's great. They find the bully. They get him into a ring somehow.
Right, with another MMA fighter.
But they're in the ring with the kid that they were bullying, right? And then the MMA fighter comes in and it's a beatdown.
And says, okay, if, you know, take on somebody your own size, chump, let's see what you got.
Yeah.
And usually the bully gets his lunch handed to him, which is fantastic.
Right.
And the guy's a good guy, right? He's, you know, helping kids who are bullied and all this stuff.
So what's happening with
apparently
him?
He's a nutcase. He is now sitting probably like on his couch and he's live tweeting as we're doing the show. He's live tweeting the standoff.
Really?
And it's
wait a minute. What's
his
Twitter?
I'm on my Twitter looking
what's his Twitter handle?
It's at Mayhem Miller. And it is phenomenal. He's saying that if you want to see the drama unfold, please come to my house. And he gives his address. He says, I've got a bunch of wannabe soldiers outside. What a waste of resources. I hope they don't shoot me. Things like that. All of this is going down on Twitter as we speak, right?
Yeah.
Here is the best part. People are now tweeting to Mayhem Miller, giving him suggestions on how he should surrender to police. One guy said... Run out of your house and scream, I've got guns.
So he likes them, is what
another
he's saying.
Another guy says, just tap out, bro. Another guy saying, run outside and see if you can get your bully beat down on these guys.
Oh, no.
That doesn't end well.
Mayhem Miller has a command of the English language that is all his own.
Uh-oh. And these are not just predictive text errors?
I don't think so. He says that a literal Arnold car just showed up out in front of his house.
An Arnold car?
I believe he meant armored.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But it wasn't Schwarzenegger in a Humvee.
No.
It?
Do you think based on this, do you think maybe he's obviously maybe on something? Or a
well, that's
little
been,
out of what out of it, maybe?
Yeah, that's been kind of a rumor for a long time, that the guy's just kind of a drug addict.
Okay.
If you see his hairstyle, it's phenomenal. Half of it is red, half of it is black.
That says drugs to me.
It does. You know, it's just like, okay, you...
It's the color of a capsule.
You have a different personality. Yeah, exactly. Probably some of the capsules he's taken.
Yeah.
So it's actually very funny. And people are sending support. Evidently, there was a domestic issue in his house a while back. And I guess he had a kid with a chick, and he tried to raise the kid a certain way, and she got upset and took him to court, blah, 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 blah. All this stuff is happening right now. So he's just sitting on his couch.
Wait, I wasn't paying attention. I'm looking at the stream of tweets.
Yeah, I'm looking too. It's interesting.
Yeah, stay strong, bro.
Yeah.
Guys are like, I don't know. They're probably eating Slim Jims and drinking energy drinks while they're
hashtag
tweeting.
Do they know if he has weapons or anything?
They don't know that.
All
and
right,
he's
so,
trying to be as peaceful as possible, but
we'll keep an eye on it. And if something happens during the course of this here recording program and live program, whatever it is that we're doing. What is it we're doing? Is it live?
I believe so.
We're live.
People are
listening live. They're watching live, and they're going to listen later. But just the same, let's keep track of what's happening so that we can break the news before anybody else does.
I love how this happens on Twitter, though. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, this is the first time a lot of the reporters are out there saying this is the first time we've ever seen a barricaded man or suspect.
Yeah.
Live tweeting what's happening to them.
Well, right. Things like this, they can hold that against you later, too, in court. So he's not being very bright.
You know, usually things go viral after the fact. This is viral live.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
I love that.
And you asked if he had any weapons. I think these guys are considered weapons.
Well, that's
so
true.
If anything
that's
goes
true.
Down, there's going to be some video. If he tries to wrestle down six cops, I think then you're right.
He comes running out.
Yeah. Well, let's hope they don't just gun him down. I mean, that's going to be ugly.
Oh, he did tweet that. He said, please don't shoot me. I want a peaceful resolve.
Well, then he should just walk out.
Then walk out.
Yes.
You know? Oh, what a waste of resources. Well, then walk out.
You're talking crazy talk now.
I know. Sorry about that.
That wouldn't be entertaining at all.
Sorry.
All right. So speaking of viral, up next, Chris has a story. He's going to update us on that guy, that homeless guy that all of a sudden started talking like he was the voice guy for your favorite radio station. Remember that guy? I forget his name, but Chris is going to bring us up to speed on that. He made a ton of money, and we want to know what's happening with him today. And that's next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Thanks for listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil. Aaron, Jay, and Chris are here. And we've got quite a show for you, and we continue to watch what's happening with Mayhem Miller. I'm composing a tweet for him right now. Hopefully he'll respond to.
See if we can get him on the show?
Yes, exactly. See if we can get him to come on here before he surrenders. He must have a message for the world.
I didn't do it, man! Don't let him take me alive, man! Let's go. I didn't do it!
Wow.
Just deny there, Mayhem.
It is something. So you remember that homeless guy who just had the golden voice. In fact, he was called the golden voice after that. And Chris, you have an update on this guy. And he was homeless at one time. And where is he now?
Yeah, his name's Ted Williams. And he was a homeless drug addict. He lived under a bridge and he was panhandling with a sign that said, I have a God-given gift of voice. And a reporter pulled up and coaxed him in delivering this video.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9.
That guy's great.
Yeah, wasn't it? Just what a find. He sounds so, I mean, that his voice is like butter.
Was he a radio guy prior to
hitting the drugs? Okay. And then he fell into some hard times.
Yeah.
He was actually homeless for something like 17 years living under this bridge. Well, after that, hit YouTube, he became an internet sensation. He was bombarded by millions of views and requests for his voice to be on certain airwaves. After that, he got contracts with Kraft and the Cleveland Cavaliers, MSNBC. This guy was touring the country on speaking engagements and produced millions of dollars his direction. Well, he just recently had an interview and he's flat broke again.
Oh, no.
It's the ups and downs of life.
What'd he do?
He just was bad with managing money. Go figure. You know, he said he never learned how to balance a checkbook. When you're homeless for that long, there's a lot of basic skills that you sort of lose over time. I think we were talking about that a little earlier, Phil.
Yeah.
And now he has no home, no car. He doesn't even have a driver's license. He's working once a week at a station in Ohio.
Oh,
and yeah, he just said that,
sad.
You know, he had some agents and managers that mishandled his money. And he said they always put me up in hotels. They paid for him. So he never got to invest in anything. And while he is still sober, he's trying to turn things around and has now turned to God. So hopefully prayer will get him back on his
hopefully.
Feet.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, they admits they he should have been. Work sometimes, so hopefully.
Yeah.
It's good to hear that he's still sober.
Yeah.
Like, that's the key there. You
maybe.
Know, at least he's kind of got a clear head, but he probably did so much damage living under a bridge for 17
True.
Years.
Yeah, and crack was his drug of choice, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe he just needs a good woman in his life. And on our previous program, we were talking about Jennifer Lawrence because she came out, and Jay, I recall you telling the story that she thought that the folks who leaked the photos that she took of herself and put up on the cloud, the naked photos and others that in her naked body engaging in activities, that she thought those people were sex offenders, right?
Committing a sex crime, Phil.
That's right. And you
bun, dun, dun.
You pointed out that it's not a sex crime, that maybe she should stop being a what?
I said stop acting like.
Oh.
Big difference.
Oh, okay. It's like the difference
I don't want to call an Oscar-winning actress a whore unless she is. So.
Okay, counselor.
So stop acting like one.
Yeah,
got
stop
it.
Acting okay. like one.
Thanks for splitting legal hairs for me. Well, Jennifer's back in the news. She is revealing now that she's looking for a new guy. And there are some qualifications. Quote, I want someone who is not afraid to fart in front of me.
Oh, give me a break.
I don't think that's very normal, really.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah, no. There's just certain
See?
Things.
Dirty.
She wants that rather than to have big, passionate love. That's what she's looking for. She'd rather have just a peaceful time. Those relationships are deeper because you can be true. You can be your true self with somebody, and somebody can be their true self with you. And she also wants a guy. Now, get in line, guys. She also wants a guy with the same taste in reality TV. Her favorite shows include Dance Moms.
Oh, barf.
Good luck with that.
Intervention. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Shark Tank.
That's a great one.
And any of the Real Housewives shows, but especially the lunatics from Miami.
You know, it's interesting that she says she wants a guy to be his true self because, you know, she's an Oscar-winning actress. She's millions and millions and millions of dollars. And she probably gets these guys that are like plastic.
Posers maybe.
Right. Posers, yeah. Total posers. Yeah. And they're like, you know, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. And they want to portray this fake sense of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
She just wants a dude.
Yeah, and here's one more thing. It'll make you even feel better about approaching Jennifer and saying, hi, I'm your man. She says he has to be able to eat whatever he wants and not follow diet trends. She even calls the new gluten-free craze, quote, the new cool eating disorder.
Oh. I'm with her on that one a little
That's
bit,
really
I think.
Funny.
Yeah.
I think I've been.
Is she dating anybody right now?
Supposedly, right?
Wasn't she with you, Chris?
Yes.
She's with Chris Martin, yeah.
Ah.
I need to quit impostering myself as Chris Martin.
You're a lucky
that
man.
That Chris Martin.
Yeah. That guy looks like he eats whatever he wants, right? That guy looks like he doesn't work.
More or less.
He doesn't look like he eats at all. He's very slender.
Do you think he eats a KFC, Jay?
You know what? That would be. There's a KFC in China, and if he ate there, he might be very, very sick for a very long time. A guy in China went to KFC China. I didn't even know they had KFC out there.
Me neither.
Orders a bucket of chicken. What else do you do, right? When you go there, when in Rome. So you got to order a big, giant meal.
Right.
So here's what happens. He takes a bite, and he says that there was live worms in his chicken.
Gross. That they add those for flavor, I've heard.
Live worms. Can you believe that? In KFC.
How are you with worms?
Hey, if I don't see it, I guess it's all right.
Well,
but...
no.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the way I feel.
Just the mention of worms gets some people to just lose it.
Yeah. It adds like juicy tenderness to it, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. What
supposed
is
to
wrong
be high in
with
protein.
You?
What kind of worm? Night crawlers or what?
It doesn't say here.
Mealworms?
Yeah. The KFC spokesperson says that they are investigating. That's what they always say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But who knows? You know, maybe they got like a bad piece of chicken and it just didn't make it past the fryer.
Or it could be like you get a bucket of chicken and you can go fishing at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
I love this, though, that they, the guys at the store, the employees at the store, offered him a refund.
Huh.
Did they?
Yes. Like, oh, God, I hope this goes away.
And no antibiotic?
Yeah,
that
exactly.
would be good, too.
You ever find something in your food at a fast food place?
I don't think I have.
Yeah.
Thank God.
We found it. We found a painted red fingernail tip.
Oh. Oh.
No way.
That's gross.
And the manager lady at the counter said, "Here, let me have that."
Oh.
And she took a look at it and took it in
hers.
The back, and we never got it back, so we didn't have the leverage of the evidence at that
yeah.
point, right? So I think maybe they get some training, right?
Of course.
See what you can do to get the evidence and remove it immediately.
Of course. Lost, I was at a Vegas yeah. buffet, and my buddy ordered a pizza, and there was a box cutter underneath the pizza in between the pizza and the plate.
Yeah.
They brought over a bottle of Dom Perignon.
Yeah.
Oh, done.
Ah.
That's fine. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
We're good.
Wow. All right. Hey, plenty of choices at your local Cineplex this weekend, but does our movie guy like any of them? It's always a gambit with him, and he joins us live. Next, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. All right, we're Phil Hewlett and Friends. That's the show, and you are listening to us. We thank you. I'm Phil Hewlett. Aaron Myers, Jake Habedonia, Chris Martin, they're all here. And we continue to watch the antics of Mayhem Miller. Apparently, he's still alive. Folks are tweeting, demand a pizza, bro.
That is the best one yet so yeah. far.
I mean, he probably is going to get hungry if it lasts a long time. So.
Yeah, and I put the tweet out that he direct message us so that he can come on the show and give his message to the world. Now, I don't expect it to happen, but, you know, we might as well try.
Yeah. Worth
don't
a shot.
Get shot up, homie.
Yeah. It's a movie unfolding right here
it really is.
In front of our eyes. And plenty of choices at your local Cineplex this weekend. Kind of a big movie weekend. Big stuff happening. And, of course, our movie guy, Michael Schrago, is here with us now to give us the nod or the don't do it, bro. Don't go. Don't pull a Mayhem Miller on this movie. Thank you, sir, for being with us once again. And it seems to me that the big movie this weekend, and it looks like a lot of fun, is going to be Alexander, the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. Am I correct?
Well, no. I mean, I have no idea.
That was quick.
I mean, I have no idea. Maybe for the kids who, you know, grew up watching, reading this 32-page book, but, you know, I didn't bother to see it. So I've got to say no.
Oh, it didn't pique your interest in the very least, just for a fun, mindless, nonstop slapstick kind of thing.
You know, I am sometimes a soft touch for kids' movies and YA movies and all that, but this year has been so full of them, I pass on this one.
Wow, really?
Yeah, but you have tons of things coming out. I didn't know what – that was the last thing I thought you were going to ask me about.
Yeah, I was going to lead with that. Okay, fine. Fine. It looks to me like...
Junior, we've got Jeremy yeah. Renner. We've got all these, you know, A-list stars coming out with these huge movies.
Okay, fine. So now, I had no idea Dracula had a whole extra list of superpowers.
Okay, let me tell you about what I find interesting this week.
Not the Dracula Untold story. Okay, so don't see that either. No. Wait a minute. Let's go through, because these are the wide release movies.
Yeah, and Michael, we know this for a fact. Michael likes those lame movies that nobody goes and watches,
yes.
but they're nominated for Oscars,
yes.
and when they get nominated, you go, what?
Okay,
those are art house films.
So don't see the Alexander movie. Don't see Dracula Untold.
Actually, probably the biggest the biggest star in movies right now, according to the cover of Vanity Fair, the guy who makes the most money in movies right now is, of course, Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, the Judge.
And he's got a movie coming out that's going to be in hundreds of theaters.
Yeah.
It's called The Judge.
Yeah.
And I only say that to say that I'm covering all the really important movies for you, Phil. But this one stinks, too.
It does.
It has such a good cast, too. That's horrible.
Robert Duvall, Vera Farmiga, come on. Billy Bob Thornton, come on.
If you want to see them all, you know, play high on the hog, and I mean really high and really hoggy, then The Judge is what you want to see. I mean, it's got a story that's been told at least, what's the Jewish New Year, 5,775? Yeah, I think 5,775 times it's been told. It's about the big city lawyer with the old school rural judge father who never approved of him. And here they jack up the stakes really high because, you know, the high-priced lawyer from Chicago flies back for his mom's funeral. And on that very day, his dad gets into a fatal accident and is arrested, for possible, homicide of a kid.
Yeah. Well, it does sound like the storyline that's been played and used over and over and over again. And can you blame him? But Robert Downey Jr., I mean, what was the last movie he was in? Was it one of the
Iron Man?
Was it Iron Man?
Well, this is the big, I think the big come on for the movie and the big reason, a lot of people will want to see it is that I think Robert Downey Jr. just is the most gifted actor of his generation.
Wow.
I don't think anyone has his combination of smarts, charisma, comic timing, dramatic capability. But it's been so long since he's had an actual, juicy dramatic role. He played the L.A. Times columnist Steve Lopez in The Soloist. That was back in 2009.
Yeah.
And since then, he's mostly done, the Sherlock Holmes movies, which, devolved into camp within like two movies.
Yes.
He's three Iron Mans where he's always entertaining. The movies have their ups and downs. And The Avengers, again, a very entertaining movie, but he's doing something very well that we've seen him do before. He's doing Iron Man. So you want him to actually, get his teeth into something when he finally does a dramatic movie like this, but it's so geared to his star image and to what we already know about him. His ability to talk a mile a minute and be funny while he's doing it, which is great, which is fun. But, why shape a whole character to everything you've already shown people? Why not stretch a little with all the power that you've got? And in this movie, it's just let's just admit that Robert Duvall, legendary icon that he is, can also be really terrible sometimes.
Wow.
And here he just, as a codger, he really is just a high-powered codger. You just wonder what power self-control it takes for Downey Jr. not to just, bop him one in the nose after the, 5,000th put-down.
Right. So, why don't we get some adult entertainment going then? It looks like we've got some soft porn in this Lionsgate release called Addicted. Is that worth looking at?
And no, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go to a movie that you actually should see, which is called...
This is a bad weekend so far.
Four swings. Do I get four swings at a pitch? I guess not.
Holy.
I mean, Kill the Messenger is a movie that's coming out that's actually going to be in a number of theaters, and it's going to be spreading out the next couple of weeks. Now, Jeremy Renner is the kind of actor who you look at it, and he's been every big as a box office figure in some ways as Downey. He's been in the Bourne movies, rebooting the Bourne movies. He's been in the Mission Impossible films. He's in the Avengers as Hawkeye. And yet, year in, year out, he manages to mix up those movies with movies that are actually really good and are popular guys, and as well as winning awards, like American Hustle, for example, just last year. And here he's done Kill the Messenger, which I love as a lifetime newspaper man, because it really gets at how completely bogus some of the prestige and cred that are given to big papers like The Times in both big cities or The Washington Post, and how they really get out of sorts when a second-tier paper like the San Jose Mercury News in this movie scoops them on a big story. In this case, Jeremy Brown plays Gary Webb, the real-life journalist who found out that the CIA was in cahoots with drug traffickers to fund the Contras. And it was an explosive story. The root of it was true. He oversold it. Really, the paper oversold it. His dastardly editors, as I like to think, oversold it by saying...
You've worked for some of those guys.
The CIA really, started the crack epidemic in L.A. I mean, making that jump really is what got everybody associated with the story in trouble. But that's something that Gary Webb actually was a little more nuanced about in his reporting. It shows how once Webb does this story, this both the CIA and the mainstream media beat reporters who are in cahoots and who depend on CIA people for their leads turn on him and completely discredit him. And this movie is a chance to kind of restore the luster of investigative reporting and of maverick investigating reporting by showing how the root of the story was really true and proven true.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Gary Webb committed suicide in 2004, so it's a spectacular, moving, dramatic story, and Renner is just tremendous in it.
Well, it sounds like a grown-up movie that you could sit down and enjoy the plot line and get some thrills out of it, and I'm looking at the cast here, and it almost looks like one of those movies where a bunch of guys who are really something in Hollywood lend their name to, and they do cameos. I don't know if they're cameos, but Ray Liotta's in this movie, Andy Garcia, Oliver Platt. I mean, those are some pretty good names there.
Robert Patrick, absolutely. Mary Elizabeth Winstead. I mean, it's got Paz Vega. It's a wonderful actress, does a cameo as a drug dealer's wife. Barry Pepper. I mean, all these Tim Blake Nelson, Michael Kenneth Williams. I know, it's an astonishing cast, and it speaks to how people... actors really want to do a movie that means something. It's directed by Michael Cuesta, who actually has did a lot of the first two episodes of Homeland.
Yeah.
So if you liked Homeland and the pace and the sort of heightened realism of Homeland, that's a lot of what Mike Kill the Messenger has got to offer. And I'm really curious to see how it's received it widely, because I really think by attaching themselves to the story of a guy who was a maverick and who put a lot of the big media out of sorts, they may still find the afterlife of that in some reviews that are kind of not as supportive, not as seeing as big a story as it is.
Can I just say, and maybe you'll agree with this, every time I've seen a film that is a focus features film, mm-hmm. I've been happy with it. is that generally true?
Well, actually, for a while, they've had a really good record, but they have gone through some, changes in their management and their philosophy. So I really
growing pains, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I think a refocus in order to possibly, get more profits.
OK, so let me see what we've learned today. Don't see Addicted. Don't see Alexander and the Terrible, et cetera, et cetera. Don't see Dracula Untold. Don't see The Judge. But go to, should we see The Devil's Hand?
I don't even have any idea of what that is, but there are a couple of
so that's
movies.
A no too probably.
Yeah, probably not. It's a horror movie. Yeah.
And those other movies, I'm not saying don't see them. I'm saying I haven't seen them and I really don't have any interest in them. But
yeah.
There are movies out there we haven't talked about that I think are seeing partly to argue about. One of them is Gone Girl, which some people think is like the second coming of Hitchcock.
Yeah.
I don't, but I think it's very well made. I think it's the kind of movie, if you've read the book, you probably will have a better time because you can sort of enjoy yourself in your head by understanding the little jokes they're pulling off. On the other hand, I think 2.5 hours is way too long to spend with characters who are as simple as these characters.
Yep.
And then there's a movie, Whiplash, that's opening. That's probably going to be an Oscar movie. I'm not the biggest fan of it. It's got terrific performances from J.K. Simmons and Miles Teller. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, and I say this not as a compliment, it's kind of like the Black Swan of jazz movies, but it's very compelling, and it'll hold your interest and give you something to argue about.
Yeah, all right, and fine. And finally, on Blu-ray, A Million Ways to Die in the West is out, and I know you don't want us to see that either, so good.
Not even going there.
All right, well, great. Thank you very much. It sounds like a dismal weekend of the movies, but at least one good one to look at, and we agree with you. It sounds like a lot of fun and a thrilling adult movie worth watching. Michael Srego will talk with you next week about this time.
I'll look forward to it.
All right, there we go. He's probably being honest about all those movies.
That's good, though, so you don't waste your money.
Sure.
Yeah, but go to the movies and just be entertained and just enjoy it for what it is. If it's lame, okay, have fun in the campy writing and everything else. Yeah.
Or you get a good nap.
Yeah, in a nice air-conditioned room.
I think I still want to see the Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, because I think I read that book a couple times to my kids.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and then fine. And then the Steve Carell is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I like him.
Just looks like slapstick.
Yeah, I really want to see The Judge. That looks badass.
Does it?
Like, that looks
even
like a great
movie. Even after all that,
you
still
Srego
want to see
said it? Sucks.
Yeah, but, I like both of those guys. I like Downey Jr. and I like Duvall, so I don't care what Michael says, to be honest.
Well,
with
if you see it, can you come back and give us your review to see if you agree
with him
or
amazing.
Not?
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, it's awesome. It's beautiful. Cinematography was off the hook.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Hey, do you have any idea what the most popular fast food chain is in America?
I know what mine is.
Yeah?
Carl's Jr.
Yeah. Yep. I was going to say, the soon-to-be sponsor of the show. Yeah. Come on, CJ's.
Right. No, I think you'll be surprised what America thinks is the most popular fast food chain here. And we'll tell you what that is next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. This show makes you hungry so often because we talk about a lot of food here. It's not a food show, but, you know, we're like you. We like food. Hi, it's Phil. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. Jay is there chuckling, and Aaron can't wait to find out the answer to the question.
I'm intrigued.
Chris is here. He's already made his vote.
I have another vote, I think. But
do you? What is it?
I don't want to say it in case I have it right.
The most popular fast food chain in America. As long as we're going to die stuffing ourselves with fast food, right? We might as well go down eating the best possible stuff. And here are the results of a new survey to give you the latest perspective on the state of fast food from your fellow chubby Americans. Fair enough. Favorite overall fast food chain. Favorite overall fast food chain. Favorite. Okay. Chick-fil-A came in first.
What?
That actually doesn't surprise me.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's good.
It is good. I like it. We go there. The wife and I go there often. Burger King was surprisingly second, which is surprising to me because it's. I remember the Burger King of old, and it has, in my opinion, gone downhill.
Yeah.
That one surprises me. Yeah,
but you can have it your way, see?
Maybe not.
Good luck finding extra sauce in that place.
Well, right. But, I mean, it's like when you go to Mickey D's and you order a Big Mac, you get a Big Mac.
Yeah.
If you say, hey, can I have a Whopper from Burger King? Can I have a Whopper with X, Y, and Z?
Uh-huh.
They'll add it or take it off.
See? And then you look at the guy in the back making the Whopper and you think, okay, what else did he put in
there? Then you just drive forward. I don't care. Take my money. Goodbye. I'm not eating here.
Now, Chipotle and Arby's tied for third. What? And KFC, not the one in China, came in fifth.
the one without the worms?
Yeah, right.
That's surprising. How come Mickey D's is not on the top of the list? They have the best fries.
They came in first for best breakfast.
Oh. What is good for their breakfast? Oh, they've got like those.
But they only slightly beat out Burger King.
Interesting.
But I'll tell you, the breakfast package where you get all the stuff in one deal. The
pancakes and all, everything.
The sausage.
Sausage and the hash browns and the whole thing on one thing. I think Jack in the Box has the best one.
I've never had that one there.
Well, they have it in a tortilla. You have a burrito with everything that you just mentioned.
And you know what?
In a burrito.
Speaking of that, you want to check out the Del Taco breakfast if you want breakfast burritos.
They're huge.
Not the Del Taco one, but I did try the Taco Bell one that has the meat and cheese and the hash brown all inside of a tortilla.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I will say it was pretty tasty.
It's the best.
Okay. Yeah. Best burger.
Carl's Jr.
Five Guys.
Oh, come on. That's not fast food.
No,
that's
not
a restaurant.
Yeah, you have to walk in there.
Yeah,
you
gotta, that's a restaurant.
You got to walk in and your clothing has to absorb the grease in the air.
I know, right?
At Five Guys. Although it is a good burger, but it is one of the greasier burgers you're going to get.
It's good hangover food. Not that I would know.
It was actually a tie with Burger King. Again, I don't understand. I mean, the Carl's Jr. burgers are, for fast food, are about as good as they get, aren't
they? They're the best. The $6 regular burger, they're the best.
Wendy's came in second, by the way.
Oh, Wendy's.
Remember
is
Wendy's?
Ugh.
The Frosties are okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. You get the Frosty with the fries?
I do that at McDonald's too, where I like fries and the ice cream cone to dip them in.
What is this with girls and the Frosties with the fries?
It's so good. I don't know. There's something.
It is a girl thing, though, isn't it? Although I'm looking in the studio and our production assistant, Nick Wright, is over there shaking his head. Yeah, I'm there.
Well, Frosties and fries.
Your original statement was correct.
Yeah, okay.
If you don't think,
aww.
All right, now they do have a category because we had best burger, best fries, and McDonald's came in first.
Yeah, they do have the best fries.
34% of the vote.
Yeah.
Next closest was Burger King, 10%, and but they only included burger chains in this poll, and for some reason, so places like Chick-fil-A were not eligible.
Mm. Chick-fil-A has those waffle ones, right?
Or they have the waffle,
Criscut,
and those are good. Healthiest fast food? I don't even know why they asked this question, because healthy and fast food are basically opposites in the lexicon. Subway was voted the chain with the most healthy options. Chipotle and Chick-fil-A tied for second.
Chick-fil-A, really?
Healthy? It's still fried.
Yeah, which is what makes it good.
I don't know. McDonald's fries, if they're fresh, are the best fries on the planet. I mean, I could eat just that for a meal.
Well, didn't back in the day they cooked them in like animal fat and they had to obviously change that?
Yeah.
But that's they what started have, but... people getting them... So addicted to them?
We're following the Mayhem Miller thing and because it's on social media. He's tweeting while he's in a standoff with the Orange County Sheriff's Department and the SWAT team. But social media, I mean, if a riffraff guy like Mayhem Miller can put his life out there, you know, where do the people who, I don't know, the more genteel folks in life, where can they go to be social?
Well, that's just it, Phil. Social media is filled with so much riffraff and people who literally cannot spell their own name. And it's just annoying. Facebook now has become, you know, hey, I'm selling this. Hey, look, my baby just burped. Hey, look, I saw this beautiful flower. Nobody cares. Nobody uses it correctly. Well, if you are rich.
Yeah.
Or if you've got money to blow. You can join a social media now that caters to the more affluent neighborhood. Let's just say that. $9,000 to join this social media.
Wow.
Yes.
Nine grand. Well, that'll keep the riffraff out.
There's also a $3,000 annual fee.
All right.
What do you get for this?
No ads. That's number one. They will not sell your information like a Facebook or a Google Plus or something to that effect. Yeah. And on top of that, they will get rid of all of the clutter that takes up your social media now.
Oh, nobody's joining that. That's too much money. But there is a social network out of Taiwan called Love Pals Club.
Oh.
That lets people remotely control each other's sex toys.
Oh, yes. I love that.
You do need a special vibrating toy that's hooked up to the site to participate. And it opens to the public on Monday.
Wow.
Love it. Love it.
Are you going to join that one?
I don't know. No.
It's probably
at least it's cheaper,
I'm in a loving relationship, thank you.
This
you
is go. It for hour one of the show, thankfully. There's more to come, including our tech guy with a way to pay for everything digitally without getting a chip placed under your skin. And we're going to go full Oktoberfest with a guy named Hans. Those stories and more in our second hour of Phil Hewlett and Friends. Coming up next.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsakall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsakall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsakalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. This is hour two of the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, and sometimes unexpected conversation, and plenty of that today. All about the stories you care about, whether you know you care about them or not. You'll find out soon. You'll hear from experts, authors, and others, and We hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. This hour, Amazon is jumping out of your computer and right into your neighborhood. And couldn't you just go for a tall, cold German beer and a brat right now?
Oh.
Sorry about that. The friends are here. Aaron Myers is chuckling. Jay Campidonia thinking about that beer and brat. And Chris Martin is here as well. I'm Phil Hewlett. Thanks again for tuning in.
You know who else is here, Phil?
Who else?
President Obama.
Oh, did he just land?
Wheels down at LAX.
Traffic, yay.
Can you imagine if you had to do business or live or drive or for whatever reason be on the west side of LA when the president gets into town? They shut down streets. They do all kinds of things.
Yeah, why can't they just put him on a private plane, put him in a limousine, and just drive him wherever he wants? No one would notice that here in Los Angeles.
No.
No one.
And it's all bulletproof, too, right?
And so put him in a Prius.
Yeah.
Then he'd fit right in.
No motorcade.
Exactly.
Right? And he'll get to where he needs to go.
Something inconspicuous.
Just as quickly as he would otherwise.
You have to love that it's just within a few days of the vice president being here.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ridiculous.
And it wasn't even on our show. Blasphemy.
Did we reach out?
No, we forgot to.
Did Booker Lady reach out?
But, next time.
Our producer, Brooke? No. Brooke did not reach out.
Oh.
Brooke the Booker.
Well, way to go there, Brooke.
Booker Brooke.
Yeah.
Is that her nickname now?
Swing and a miss there, Brooke. Just
Booker
saying.
Brooke. She'll listen to this later and say, what the heck? You guys were talking about me?
Well.
Don't want to upset her. She holds the holds the key.
Yeah.
To what?
The experts and authors and others that we have on the show.
Because they are so fantastic.
Yes, they are. What are you saying? They wouldn't be anything if not for us.
I didn't say that.
We make them sound better?
We make them. They need us more than we need them. Always have that in the back of your mind. Always.
All right, for our next three or four shows, it'll be just us.
Yeah. Probably everybody's like, we don't want to be there.
Right. Great. Yeah.
Sorry.
You know who remained hot for so long, well into her 40s, and I think maybe she's already crossed over to the other side. She's 50-something now.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about? Actress.
No. Well, look, I mean, there's a couple come to mind. But
I'm talking about Demi Moore.
Oh, Demi.
Demi.
Is it Demi or Demi?
Demi.
Am I right, though?
She was hot. What was that movie?
She still is. Striptease.
Striptease. The hot pink bikini?
Yeah, she ripped her shirt off in the one scene, and you're like, whoa.
And the Charlie's Angels bikini shots.
Wait, what is this now?
Coming out of the water, she gets out on the beach and comes out of water carrying a surfboard.
Okay,
and you're
slow down. Keep talking, but slow down.
Yeah.
She looks good. Even for girls, you're like, dang.
What is this, Penthouse Letters? So anyway, Demi's in, or is it Demi?
Demi!
Demi is in the news again, Aaron. And what's going on?
She's actually really upset with her daughter, apparently, Rumor Willis, because allegedly she had plastic surgery to maybe shave her chin down.
Uh-oh.
And I guess Moore's been telling her daughters they are naturally beautiful and that, you know, this isn't something they need to be doing.
She had her dad's chin, is that it?
I don't want to say anything mean, so I'm going to be nice, but not the cutest chin.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I'll say about that. Yeah. But, you know, cute girl no matter what. Well, the problem here is that it's rumored that Demi has had up to like $500,000 in cosmetic procedures, including implants, a facelift, lipo, and even like kneecap lift to make her knees not, baggy or saggy.
They do that?
Yes, apparently, yes.
What the hell?
You know, but her daughters have been in the media and teased. The younger daughter, Tallulah, actually even had an eating disorder and had to get help.
Her name is Tallulah.
Blame the parents for those things, too. Yeah, for sure.
You want to mess up your kids? Name them Rumor and Tallulah.
That was phenomenal.
Well, not the nicest names, but yeah, she's, I guess, mad at her daughter for, you know, going under the knife at 26 years old. But, you know, she's an actress as well, and they all want to look their best.
Okay, but Demi insists that she hasn't had any plastic
surgery. She says on her face, at least, but,
not perfect body of hers?
No, well, $500,000 rumor is a lot, so that's, a lot of money on plastic surgery.
Yeah, it sure is.
So what'd they take, like 6 inches off that chin?
You know, you look at a picture,
6 inches,
it's
Jay.
Just a little narrower.
I'm asking.
It's narrower.
She doesn't have a Leno chin.
She's got like round, like basketball face.
It's narrower now. Yeah. And there's side by side pictures where her chin was a little wider. Now
and
it's a little
narrower. Is that preferable in the world of beauty?
You know, she doesn't look that different. It's just slight. If somebody hadn't mentioned it, you probably wouldn't notice.
Yeah. That's got to hurt, man. Shaving down somebody's chin.
Yeah, that's a bone, yeah.
Yeah, but how do her knees look?
I think she's too young for the knee surgery still. That's still, you know, you wait till your 40s for that one.
You got to be careful with those knee surgeries because before you know it, you got like the kneecaps bend in the wrong direction. You know, like flamingos?
Yeah, poor flamingos.
What happened to flamingos?
Yeah, a Mississippi college student was arrested on Wednesday after a fraternity scavenger hunt took a turn for the worse. The student at University of Southern Mississippi was only supposed to take pictures of the flamingos at Hattiesburg Zoo. Well, it looks like he took them, or one of them. A female bird was found several miles away and actually had to be euthanized because of its injuries.
Oh.
And a second flamingo was also injured, and they think that was because he was defending his mate as they were taking her away, so he died as well. And there were cameras that captured the incident, and the fraternity has now been ordered to cease all activities and is on suspension. But, you know, very sad. Two cute little pink flamingos.
He didn't think he was going to, like, go home and try that Alice in Wonderland croquet deal.
Aww.
Right? I thought that was the prank.
Yeah.
Or I thought that was like what you had to do to be initiated in the fraternity.
It sounds like all they were supposed to do was probably get into the zoo and take pictures. That was it. Because it was, you know, late and they were caught on camera.
And they're all drunk.
Was there a collective aww in the audience when we heard that the flamingos died? Or are flamingos
cute?
Well,
Jay doesn't care.
No one cares.
Do people only care about cute animals?
Well,
and are flamingos cute?
Well, here's the thing. Like, people are, like, saving the whales, right? Oh, you got to save the whales. The Japanese fishermen, they're killing them. I see nobody doing that for flamingos, so who cares?
Aw, well, they're pink.
I mean, I'm not saying... of course. I'm not condoning, like, what they did. I think what they did is horrible, yeah. And they should be punished.
They will be.
At the same time, it's one out of a gajillion birds, or two out of a gajillion birds. Who cares?
You know what, though? Flamingos
that bird cares.
Are iconic in American lore.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, people have the flamingos in their front yard.
Yes, the lawn ornaments.
The plastic flamingo.
Yeah, I know, but I mean...
Famous Las Vegas casino, the Flamingo, right?
Oh, that is a great casino.
Still there.
It's still there.
Really?
It really is. It's one of those dirty... When they do the dance, they have that show there.
Yeah.
Like old school Vegas with the big headdresses and the sparkly things.
La Cage aux Babes or what's it called?
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hotness on stage. Yes.
Is that what it is?
That's always fun.
Yeah.
So, but who... I mean...
You care about that flamingo, though.
That flamingo.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm in. Nah, I don't know. Sorry, I just, you know, I can't get behind somebody, you know, two flamingos.
I know I'm never asking somebody to cat sit for me ever.
Oh, no. I'll dog sit, maybe, but no.
Yeah, your cats are out of luck if he dog sits.
Well, they might disappear again. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? You got to find a place these days to live. Or you got to find a place where you want to go have a nice beer or you want to have a nice meal or something like that. And they're getting creative these days with space when there isn't a lot of it in the UK, Erin. Tell us about that.
In London, there's these new hotspots that are popping up all around town. And apparently, they used to be public toilets or loos, as you would say. And that's because real estate is at a premium. So repurposing old spaces now for cafes, restaurants, boutiques, pubs, etc. That's what they're doing. So they say now, people can now eat where others used to blank, 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 dot, dot, dot. But
yeah.
Very interesting use of space. I mean, hey, you got to do what you got to do.
But the place is cleaned up nice, right?
I'm hoping.
Do they retrofit it?
Yeah, they do. But I mean, some of them, they actually take, there's a picture here that actually shows they use the urinals in the actual
to what,
place.
Wash dishes?
It just almost...
They've turned
they look
it into a
like
bar.
A stools that yeah with the urinals right in front of them and
no.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. No.
I don't know how I'd feel about that if I was there.
No. I know.
Seems like you'd want to put on a hazmat suit to go to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you?
What do you
think, Chris?
Well, I think that hazmat suits are hot right now.
Are they?
They are. You know, the stock market has not been good lately. It's been tanking. It's not a great market right now. But there is one company that's been escaping the carnage on Wall Street. Lakeland Industries makes hazmat suits. And thanks to the Ebola scare, their stock is up 160% in the last 9 days.
Wow.
Yeah. As of today, actually, more than 37 million shares of Lakeland Industries has exchanged hands. So one of the investors actually calls it a Jack Bauer stock because, you know, you get these an outbreak or a terrorist scare like this, and then all of a sudden that commodity just shoots through the roof.
Now, do they have like fashionable hazmat suits, like the kind you might see a model wear down a runway? You know, with like
they'll come next. With like
the sides cut out a little bit, something like a little peekaboo.
Don't you think it's a little too soon to be making those kind of jokes when there's people dying of Ebola?
It wasn't a joke. I'm just wondering about it. If it's, you know, Chris said they're fashionable.
Well, he said they're hot.
Well, yeah, they're hot. They're hot. A hot commodity, hot item.
Not hot looking.
Not hot as in fashion, Phil.
People aren't getting them trimmed in so it'll fit their waistline.
No.
See, if I'm going to wear a hazmat suit, I want it to look good.
Can you get some matching yellow pumps?
Ooh.
Yeah, I think the boots come with it. You know, the whole thing has to be airtight in order for it to be effective.
Oh.
But yeah, they all look like pretty standard hazmat suits to me. Yellow top to bottom, you know, full face shield.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think Milan next year, we're going to see a whole new thing going on.
Weirdos.
On those fashion week.
It comes on the heels of the Breaking Bad deal, too, because they were wearing something like hazmat suits, right?
Absolutely.
To cook up their blue stuff.
That's right.
Yeah?
Yeah, the company wasn't doing great in the last several years, but all of a sudden they're having a major turnaround.
You think a couple years ago they're like sitting around the boardroom and the one guy's like, all we need is an outbreak.
Just
come
one.
On, yeah. Just one, and everybody's going to be sitting pretty and high on the hog.
Yeah, but every trend out there follows fashion, so this is good news for them. All right? Good. Very
wonderful.
Good. You know what else is coming? We're coming up to the Thanksgiving season.
It comes so fast.
And the new Thanksgiving trend is something called Thanksgiving in a Bucket. You want to know what that is?
I love it.
I'll tell you next on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. All right, here we go. Another segment here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. It's our duty to serve you efficiently and effectively and entertain you somehow. Jay and Chris and Aaron are here cooking up something good for you. But you're going to have to cook up some food for Thanksgiving, right? And when you load up your plate on Thanksgiving, all the food winds up touching each other, right? Like a giant carb-loaded orgy right there on your plate.
It's good when you mix it all together. That's the best way to eat it.
So the latest Thanksgiving trend knows all the food blends together and saves you the hassle of serving them separately. It's called Thanksgiving in a Bucket. When you're making Thanksgiving dinner, instead of having everything on its own separate dish, you layer everything into a bucket.
No.
Kind of like a Thanksgiving parfait.
I like it.
Sounds like something KFC should jump on board with.
So here's how it works. If you want to do it properly, you put stuffing on the bottom because it's the best at absorbing all the other flavors.
Sure. Mm.
Creates kind of a crust, if you think about it. Then mashed potatoes on top of that.
Nice.
Then a green vegetable. Then sweet potatoes. Then turkey. Then gravy. And finally, you top it off with cranberry sauce.
So does everybody get their individual bucket, or is there a giant bucket and everybody dips into it?
No, I think, you know, it depends what kind of family arrangement you have there. You know, if you're comfortable with the one giant bucket, then I'd say go for it. And then don't even use utensils. Just dig it out with your hands. But I think it would be fun. It would be interesting, I think, to do it with individual buckets.
Yeah, and then you could maybe tailor them, too, because I'm not a big sweet potato fan, so maybe I could take that layer out.
You know, they sell those little buckets at IKEA, those individual-size buckets, don't they?
There's an individual-size bucket?
Yeah, you might have to dig the citronella candle out of it first, but...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you know, just get a bunch of buckets and be like, okay, everybody, different Thanksgiving, this is what we're doing. You place everything out, like buffet style, and everybody gets to make their own bucket.
Well, what kind of size bucket are you talking?
I don't know.
What would make you happy?
5 gallon.
Thanksgiving? 5 gallon bucket. Yeah. Bring it.
Like a paint bucket.
Right? Yeah, right?
Wow.
No, I don't know. Maybe like a, get one that's kind of smaller than like a 1/2 gallon of ice cream.
Yeah.
Like half of that,
that's
so a quarter gallon.
Well, here's one suggestion. You get the giant bucket, but you get a spatula and serve it out like a, one slice at a time, like it's a giant
right.
cake.
Nah, I like the individual buckets.
Yeah.
Breaking news, everybody. As we do the show live, Mayhem Miller, who has been live tweeting his standoff with the Orange County Sheriff's Department
yes.
outside of his home, he is now in police custody.
He surrendered.
Oh, good.
We don't know if he surrendered or if they went in and got him. I don't know those details yet.
Is he alive?
Yes.
I know that he is in police custody. That is all I know at this point.
Is his dog okay?
I don't know.
Everybody's worried about his mm-hmm. dog, Gator.
All I know is that he is in police custody. Fox 11 actually broke the news here on Twitter, of course, because that's what everybody's watching. I know recently the Orange County Sheriff's Department threw in a box for the negotiator. It's mm-hmm. a box. They throw it through the window. You open it up, and it's got a phone in it.
Yeah.
So maybe they said, hey, look, man, nobody's going to shoot you. Nobody's got guns drawn. Just come on out. I don't know, but I know that the standoff is over.
Okay.
The shenanigans on Twitter are over.
Aww. The breaking news. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, no more tweets.
Do you think they put a brick in that box to get it through the window? It couldn't just be like a cardboard box with a phone in it, right?
No, it's a metal box.
Oh, okay.
And they threw it through plate glass windows, is what he said.
And
evidently, television reporters are reporting that Gator is okay.
Oh, good.
Good.
Yes, he's a cute wiener dog. Just letting you know.
Yeah, as opposed to a...
I don't know, an ugly wiener?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do they have those?
Aaron?
No comment.
Okay. What have we referred to Aaron whenever there's questions about ugly wieners?
Animals. Animals, Phil. Okay. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Mine went there, too.
I'm looking for clarity.
Yours is always
I know.
There.
What is wrong with me? Since I met through you, jeez.
What?
Yeah,
we're to blame?
I'm blaming it on you guys, yeah.
All right. Hey, you know what? We were talking about the Thanksgiving in a bucket, and a thought occurred to me. What would Martha Stewart do with that kind of... preparation.
Make it awesome.
Yeah.
Would she?
You'd want to eat one that Martha Stewart made if she created a beautiful Thanksgiving bucket. But you know who she thinks wouldn't? That would be Gwyneth Paltrow. Because apparently Martha Stewart hasn't been fond of Paltrow's lifestyle site Goop. She thinks that, you know, Martha is the lifestyle guru. Gwyneth Paltrow is an actress. And Martha said if she was confident in her acting, she wouldn't be trying to be Martha Stewart. And now apparently Gwyneth, though... Yes, or actually on Tuesday said that she thinks it's actually very good that Martha makes comments because she feels that she sees her as competition. But the difference between Martha Stewart, I feel like, and Gwyneth Paltrow is Martha Stewart's bucket for Thanksgiving would cost like $20, $30. Gwyneth Paltrow's would be like $8,000.
Yeah,
so there's
very true.
What'd you say Gwyneth's website was?
Goop.
Goop.com?
Yes, which I don't know. Goop just makes...
I'm
that doesn't make me want to... By your lifestyle brand.
She's got a shop. She's got recipes, a journal. There's an app.
And it's always stuff that's very highbrow that the average person cannot afford or do.
I'm better than you. You want to be me. Here's a way for me to make money on you trying to be me.
Yeah.
Yes. And you'll go broke doing it.
Yeah. Although, you know, Martha Stewart would probably find a way to put together all of the Thanksgiving in a bucket ingredients, find a way to freeze it. And then you can have Thanksgiving year-round and have Thanksgiving year-round.
Yeah.
With her name on.
We're giving her ideas right now.
I like it.
Yeah.
And with a bucket, you know, if you don't finish, you could put some kind of like a to-go cap on the top of the bucket.
Like an ice cream half gallon, I'm telling you.
Yes. I like that. You know what? Today's a big day for me and for hockey fans all around the world. Well, there were a handful of games yesterday. And today is opening day in Pittsburgh for the Anaheim Ducks, who, as you know, I work for. I'm their public address announcer. So puck drop today in Pittsburgh. I'm excited. But you know what? There are some other sports that get overlooked, Jay, from time to time. Because we talk about baseball and basketball and football and hockey. But there's a big deal. There's a big championship happening. And... it's happening in the state of Maine. Am I correct?
That is true. It is called the Wife Carrying Championship. So here's the deal. Guys pick up their wives,
yeah,
and they run through an obstacle course in Maine. And It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. They've got to go up over this. They've got to go through this. They've got to do all of these things. We've all seen the obstacle courses on TV, and they are just incredible. But they've got to carry their wife throughout the whole thing. And when they win...
Well, hold on a second. Don't get there yet. What's the proper wife carrying... What's the proper way to carry the wife?
Yeah. Well, there are two of the most popular wife-carrying tactics.
Yeah.
One is regular piggyback.
Piggyback.
Got it.
That sounds like you could hurt your back in a hurry.
Right. Well, depending on the size of your wife.
Yeah.
And then there is reverse piggyback.
No.
Where you actually, your wife is on your back, but upside down. So her legs are around the top of you.
And her chin is bouncing off of your butt.
And her chin is bouncing off the butt.
That's so not the right way to do that.
Well, what happened to the over the shoulder buns up kind of thing?
That's what I was thinking.
You can't do that. You can't run and you can't do that. Like a fireman's carry?
Yeah, one arm over the back of the thighs, and you know, and again, her face bouncing off of your back.
You need your hands to like pull yourself up like the jungle gym and everything else that they've got.
Oh.
Well, Jennifer Lawrence would probably like the reverse one then, if she likes guys that,
close to
you
the
know,
tooth.
Yeah.
Well, reference back to earlier in the
yes.
program.
So when they win their wife's weight in beer.
Oh, that is spectacular.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
Hey, are you ready to throw away your wallet? Technology has made that possible. And our tech guy talks about that and more next, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Oh, do you feel the show coursing through your veins? I hope you do. Hi, it's Phil Hewlett. This is Phil Hewlett and Friends. Tell your friends about the program. Share it as much as you can. Go to our website, philhewlettandfriends.com, and look at all the various things you could do at the site. It's fun. We've been web munchkins have been busy working on the website. There are so many new things there. There are pictures of our regular contributors. In fact, there's a picture of our tech guy who we're going to hear from in just a moment. But Chris, you have a quick story that follows up on a story that went viral a couple of weeks ago about people's new iPhone 6s bending in their skinny jeans pockets, right?
Yeah, they referred to it as Bendgate, remember?
Sure.
So I was surfing around on the internet and I found this little article that I thought would be funny to bring up to Jeremy to see his opinion. There's a company called G-Tool that has created the iPhone panel press, and it's a tool that looks a little bit like almost like a drill press, and it claims to unbend iPhones through a system of rubber padded clamps. They're asking $300 for this little monstrosity.
Yeah.
And
as seen on TV.
Yeah, it looks like one of those. Almost seems like a joke because I don't know how many phones actually bent. But,
well, but I imagine there are a handful of people who are going to buy those, and then they'll pack up the tent and get out of town. The Jeremy you refer to is our tech guy, Jeremy Antacuni. Hi, Jeremy.
What's up, gang? How are we?
Good. I suspect you're going to say, don't buy the G-Tool.
You know, I would suggest larger pants. If your phone is getting bent, get some bigger pants.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, big in the news, whether you know it or not, we're always talking about security vulnerabilities. And that USB cable that everybody uses for everything from a thumb drive to your iPhone to whatever it is just a gateway for rapscallions to get into your stuff, isn't it?
It is, and this is kind of a scary one because in most cases when a vulnerability is discovered, it's just a matter of time before somebody comes up with a fix for it. The manufacturer or whatever vendor it is that has the vulnerability can update their software and then people will move on. This one is a little different in the sense that it is in the USB devices, like thumb drives and other devices that have rewritable firmware. And what happens is it's possible to rewrite that firmware, you know, so that people don't even realize that it's happening. And then when you plug it into your computer, it's able to do all kinds of things like install malware, be a keystroke logger so it can actually capture the input of your keyboard. Even worse, it could actually allow a hacker to inject keyboard commands. So if you plugged in a compromised device, it could be, you know, actually taking over your computer and acting as if it was a keyboard itself. So one of the scariest parts about this, though, is that there's really no way to fix it. because it is at such a low level, it's part of, you know, the USB firmware, there's really no way for it to be fixed until all of the computers have their hardware updated. So this is kind of a big one.
Wow.
And so would definitely caution folks to not plug in USB devices that they don't trust. If it's not something that you purchased yourself, I wouldn't plug it into my computer.
So if somebody has a thumb drive and they say, here.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I would not do it. You know, the conferences, I'm sure you guys have been to all kinds of events where there's, mm-hmm. you know, bowls of USB thumb drives where, you know, instead of, you know, a pamphlet or a brochure, the company's giving you all of their, you know, PDFs and documents on a thumb drive.
Don't do it.
I would stay away from those. And the one of the reasons is that even if you erase the drive, typically if you have a virus or something like that, it can be, you know, taken away by erasing the drive. This particular problem is at a lower level. It's actually part of the device itself in the firmware.
Oh.
And so you could wipe the drive clean, you can scan it, and your virus scanner and so forth is not going to see it.
And all these thumb drives are just out there in the universe, and eventually somebody somewhere is going to plug them into something, and then the virus continues.
Exactly. And you got you know, all kinds of people that enjoy, you know, doing these kinds of things. And, you know, these security researchers that discovered this thought that it would be a good idea to spur manufacturers to solve this problem by releasing this code into the wild.
Mm.
The first person that discovered it was sensible and said, you know what, this is such a potential disaster. I'm going to tell people that it exists, but I'm not going to give them the tools to actually do it. And about a month later, two guys said, you know what, we're going to figure out how that works. And then they released the code into the wild. So
yeah, wow.
It's out there.
Now, in this day and age, technology is at the point where, you know, it would be very easy for us to just have something implanted under our skin so that we could walk into supermarkets and anything we like, we see, we could just say, I want it. And you walk out the store with it and it dings your bank account and you bought it. But I've been one of those people that has forever recommended that people never have something implanted under their skin, because then that's the gateway to control and whatever else of the government and Big Brother on steroids. Maybe you agree with that, Jeremy, but technology is making something, making pretty much all of that possible without having to go under the knife and have something put under your skin, right?
That is true. And of course, you know, we've talked a lot about Apple Pay and the new payment processing system that Apple has that will allow you to use your phone as essentially a digital wallet and have all your cards stored there. But that's not going to work everywhere. And so a company has started off, you know, a mission to create a replacement credit card that, instead of having, you know, however many credit cards you've got and loyalty program cards, your Vons shopping card and all of those other things, they are producing a single card that allows you to put all of your other cards virtually into one card. So you're able to scan the card that you have now, and then this new card that you purchase will allow you to use it as if it was any of the other cards that you've got. So with one card in your wallet, you'll be able to select between whatever card you want to use, and then it essentially impersonates your credit card so that you are able to.
All that right. Sounds wonderful.
Now, how do you know? I mean, how does it work exactly? So let's say you've got a Visa, you've got a MasterCard, and you've got a Diners Club. And nobody has any of those, that yeah. anymore, do they? But you've got all three of those loaded into this card. How do you differentiate? How do you tell it which one to use when?
So the cool thing about this particular variant of this type of technology is it has an electronic ink screen on it. So you're able to actually see what card it is that you're using. You're able to toggle between them, and supposedly you can store about 20 different cards. So you're able to select from the device and actually you know, see which card, you know, the Visa logo or the Diners Club in your case logo will pop up and allow you to select that card. And then it has both a magnetic stripe on the back so that you can use it in the standard you know, card readers that we have in the U.S., but it also has the new pin and chip technology, so that you're able to put it into the new card readers that have that that actual reader for the newer style cards, and be able to put in a pin number as well. So it is able to handle all different kinds of cards.
I saw those that reader. They have them at the Sam's Club, and they're starting to get them in a lot of places where you don't swipe. You kind of stick the end of your card into the room.
Right. You're going to see lots more of those, because October of next year, this deadline that the credit card processing companies have put out for merchants to update to this new technology. And the reason that it's being pushed is because, you know, magnetic stripes are such an antiquated technology, and the rest of the world has moved on to this pin and chip method, you know, several years ago, but the U.S. is obviously lagging behind. October of next year is a date for merchants that if they haven't updated their technology by that date,
then what happens to them? They fall off the cliff?
Yeah, done.
Yeah.
Any sort of fraud that occurs using the old cards is going to be on their shoulders, not the predator.
Hey, can I ask a quick question? So will our banking systems be giving us this pin and chip method? They'll be saying, hey, we're going to recall all your credit cards and debit cards, and we're going to give you this new device.
Yes, cool. You'll start seeing new cards very, very soon. In fact, my wife got a new card yesterday in the mail, and it had the new technology in it. So I would expect to see more and more cards coming with that.
Everything's changing. Releases. Everything is weird. It's and even Amazon is flexing its muscle in a new way. Tell us about that, Jeremy.
Yeah, who would have thought? You know, Amazon obviously is the largest online seller of anything that you can imagine. Think up anything that you could be looking for, and I'm sure you can find it on Amazon. And of course, for the longest time, they've been competing against brick and mortar shops as the, you know, place to get stuff. And one of the things that people are not known for is patience. And they, of course, have their Amazon Prime program, which allows you to get next day delivery or free second day delivery. But oftentimes, that's not enough for people. And so they have been looking for ways to have same day delivery. And so they're actually doing an experiment in New York where they'll be opening up a brick and mortar store, allowing for same day delivery of items that they stock there, as well as allowing you to return products. If you bought something you didn't like, you can bring it back to the store. But I think it's interesting to see that, you know, kind of come all, you know, full circle where, you know, they started off online and were trying to sell things cheaper and faster and better. And of course, have come full circle. Now they actually have a retail store where you can go purchase things.
Yes. Wow. I am so sad that right after the dot-com bubble burst back in 2000 or whenever that was, when I had a whole bunch of Amazon stock, I just sold it all then. For like $40 or $20 or whatever it was the day that that the bubble popped. And whoops. What are they going for now? $400 a share?
Something a lot more than what you sold it for.
That is correct. All right. We know that you held on to your money, Jeremy, and that's why we're going to talk to you again next week. Thanks for bringing us the tech.
Sounds good. See you then, guys.
All right. Hey, if you haven't done your official Oktoberfest celebration yet, you have a few days left, and we're going to figure out where you can go when we speak to a guy named Hans. No less. And he's next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. It's a great day here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. It's great because you're listening and you're about to get a treat. Erin Myers is here. That's a treat in itself because she hasn't been for three episodes of the program.
Yes.
But glad to have you back. And Jay Campidonia, of course, is here. And Chris Martin, who has perfect attendance.
Thank you. I pride myself on that.
We'll find a prize for you eventually when you hit some kind of milestone. I don't know what that prize is going to be. Not sure exactly. But it's a great time of year, especially if you like drinking some beer, right?
Because, who doesn't?
Yeah. It's here we go. Listen to that. When you listen to that music, doesn't it make you want to order a tall, cold German beer from a beer girl in one of those Oktoberfest outfits? You know the ones I'm talking about? Then you eat some sausage and then you dance like a chicken. Well, one place you can do this for at least a few more days is in Torrance. And joining us live now from Alpine Village is Festmeister Hans. Hello, Hans. How are you, sir?
Guten Tag.
Oh, love that that German lingo when it's this time of the year. What are the official dates of Oktoberfest, incidentally?
Well, our Oktoberfest is running all the way until October 26th. It's every Friday, Saturday night. Friday starts at 6, runs till midnight. Saturday runs from 5 in the evening and runs till midnight. And then Sundays are our family and heritage days. They run from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's where you can bring the kids and the grandparents and have a good time.
Well, when you say heritage days, does that mean you've got to have some kind of German in your blood?
No, it's like we have a lot of, there's a lot of people. I mean, Alpine Village has been here since 1968, and so there's a lot of people whose family heritage is affiliated here. And so there's a lot of people who like to come out on those days because we really focus on you know, people wearing the traditional costumes. I mean, people wear those on Fridays and Saturdays as well. But it's really great.
What is the traditional costume then? Is it something to do with lederhosen?
Yeah, exactly. Well, for the gentleman, the traditional Munich costume for the Oktoberfest is the lederhosen with what they call a Tyrolean hat with a feather on the side. And for the ladies, the dress that you were talking about that is often referred to as the beer wench outfit.
Yeah.
Actually, they call that a Dirndl. And the traditional style in Germany goes below the knees, not fluffing up and showing off a lot of.
Well, that's unfortunate.
But the Halloween version.
Yes, but the beer wenches, if you're calling them there at Alpine Village, where does the hem go there?
Yeah, exactly. They kind of fluff out a little more, and it's a little bit more like the Halloween costume style. But you know, on a Friday and Saturday, pretty much anything goes. We have a pretty good time, and it's a little bit more bawdy. And
well, let's dig into that a little bit. So, for folks who haven't enjoyed one of your Oktoberfest parties, what happens in there? Everything that you're allowed to talk about, please.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. Like the Fridays and Saturdays are a patently different event than what we do on Sundays. They start out relatively mild, you know, especially on Friday. People coming from work, they just want to get a drink and get some, you know, have some food. So we have an actual 15-piece Oompa band that we fly in from Germany.
Wow.
Playing up on stage. We start doing more traditional German Oompa waltzes and polkas. And then as the night continues on, we start to kick the energy up a little bit. Before you know it, the band members, all of their instruments are mic'd up, and all 15 of them are standing and dancing on your tables. There are a complete light show. We've got dancing girls on stage. And by the end of the night, we're doing, you know, Oompa versions of rock favorites like 99 Luftballons and Don't Stop Believin'. And the audience loves it. They love, you know, once they got their dinner and they get a few beers in them, everybody's singing along and dancing. And really what makes our Oktoberfest work is the Gemütlichkeit, which is
the what?
A German word that kind of doesn't really have an English translation, but Gemütlichkeit means it's about social comfort and togetherness.
Yeah.
And what happens at Oktoberfest and why it's so great is, you know, maybe because a little bit of alcohol helps kind of grease the wheels for people to be able to engage with each other and find new people and find new friends. And by the time we're in the middle of the night, it just feels like everybody is having a blast at the biggest party ever, and that is the feeling of Gemütlichkeit.
Yeah, sounds like a great time I'll never remember, Phil.
Yeah, you'll never remember it. That's how you know it was good. But togetherness is...
Are you kidding? Let's make this happen.
That togetherness you speak about, is that achieved by when the beer wenches wear their push-ups? More about the beer wenches. Is there this contest there that where they either they or somebody else... you count how many beer steins you can hold in one or two hands. Do you do that?
Yeah, well, that's actually a traditional thing that they do back in Munich. And unfortunately, because we have so many Southern Californians who decide to wear flip-flops to Oktoberfest, we don't have glassware on Fridays and Saturday nights. But what we have instead, you are allowed to bring your own ceramic or plastic stein. A lot of people do that, but they're actually served in plastic cups. What ends up happening, and this has actually kind of become our own fun tradition, is that people will collect the plastic cups and try to build the biggest pyramid in the tent with the cups. So they'll go, like, get everybody's cups when they're done. And you have these pyramids that literally probably go up about, you know, 20, 25 feet in the air.
Jay, this sounds like your kind of competition.
I've been there, done that, Phil.
Have you?
Yes, and I was part of the winning table multiple times.
No kidding.
Just saying.
Wow.
At Torrance, at the Alpine Village.
In Alpine Village. It's a great time. It is a blast. I will say this. I did it when I was a lot younger.
Uh-huh. What?
If I go now
when
on
you
a
were,
Friday or
when
Saturday,
you were training.
Yes, exactly. If I go now, it might be more about the experience and, yeah, you know, the food and everything else.
We're speaking with Festmeister Hans from Alpine Village in Torrance. And so where does sausage factor in?
So, I'll tell you where the sausage factor is, assuming that this isn't an innuendo. So Alpine Village is known for having, we actually produce our own sausage at the Alpine Village Market year-round.
Okay.
We've got an amazing German market down here that has fans that come here from all over the Southland to get their European goods. And we actually have won multiple awards for our sausage that we make in-house. Well, that's the sausage, of course, that we serve over at Alpine Village, and we've got bratwurst as well as traditional Polish sausage. And because we're reaching out to all of Los Angeles, of course, we also have the tofurkey.
That's funny.
Well,
it's almost wrong.
Everyone feel welcome. So vegetarians and vegans, you're welcome here as well. But we've also got some other great menu items. We've got our chicken schnitzel sandwich,
yeah,
which is a the chicken cutlet deep fried and breaded and deep fried. It's delicious with a little coleslaw on the top, uh-huh, on a pretzel bun.
Yeah.
That one is my go-to. And we've got tater tots, which was funny because, you know, I'm used to having French fries there. French fries are actually potentially a little bit more German. But I'll tell you, when you've had a few beers in you,
yeah,
there's nothing you look forward to more than a big pile of tots.
Yeah, tater tots rock. So I think that's a good decision.
Look
right
at Aaron,
there.
Going for the tater tots. And then you get all that beer in you and the tater tots and the sausage, the whole thing. And for some reason, everybody wants to do the chicken dance. And I don't know where that originated, but that's essential, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we do the chicken dance. We actually bring, on Fridays and Saturdays, we bring all the ladies up on stage because, you know, sometimes the guys get a little bit big and boisterous and rowdy, so we leave the roosters, so to speak, below.
Yeah.
And the ladies come up on stage, and you know what? I think, quite honestly, people would rather see the ladies doing the chicken dance anyway.
How is that possible?
Yes. Well, we bring them all up on stage, and the band plays, and since everybody's already had a few drinks in them, you know, it's a great time, and everyone just wants to jump in and have a blast.
All right, a couple more weekends at Alpine Village in Torrance when you want to enjoy Oktoberfest. Fridays and Saturdays are the crazy days, and then Family and Heritage on Sundays. I think I got that all right.
Yeah.
And thank you very much, Festmeister Hans.
Yeah, just check it out at alpineoktoberfest.com.
You got it. We'll link you on our links page as well. There you go. See? You ready for that? For some beer and some sausage?
I'm ready for a few beers and a few sausages, not like when I was 22.
Hey, visit our website, philhewlettandfriends.com, where you could leave comments. You could follow us on Twitter, Faf Show. We're on Facebook. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, our producer, Brooke Peterson, production assistant, Nick Wright, assistant in training, Richard Freifeld, forgot to show up. Our theme song, composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Aaron, Jay, Chris, I'm Phil. Can't wait to talk with you next time on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.